Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and this is episode 91 of my podcast show, In the Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. I am also using this platform to ask questions and try my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following episode, introduction speech, is for the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding seven deadly sins. This time, what is lust? This is something I know all too well, and the reason being is because I have been down this road before. These types of desires that keep you fixated on someone or something. It usually involves observing another person from a very sexual manner. But what about the idea of lusting as it pertains to money and power? That's right. People also lust when it comes to the power structure of society. How does one lust for money, power, and sex? We lust in sex when we have this heightened desire for someone that seems to just never go away. It is almost like this burning desire that we have to nearly act on to make it go away. When it comes to money, we lust for things that others have in life. Now, don't get that confused with envy. Envy is the discontent in regards to another person's life by way of what they have, whereas lust is the desire to have what this person has. Not caring about them as a human being, but wanting strongly what they have worked for. And with power, the lust is the desire to have or even be connected to the person or people in power. One becomes enamored with the sheer idea of even attaining such a position. So, let's officially define what lust is, since we have a small overview. What is lust? This is characterized as the intense passion and desire that one has coming from a psychological effect in the mind pertaining to sex, money, and power. This means going beyond the norm in regards to the activity you may naturally show interest toward. Like for most people, lust is associated with sex. In a state of lust, we tend to use our genitals more to make decisions and not our hearts. Because a heartfelt decision is one involving desire stemming from love, which is respect, patience, and slow growth. Lust is the urge to have sex, caring more about the physical image and being selfish with your emotions. Caring only what is in it for you, and only you. This will lead to problems for the person who is lustful, as well as affecting the people around them. Yet for some reason, they don't see the negative externality associated with lust. Maybe because they are so fluffing, they can't help themselves. And for this reason, I want to tell you a story. See, Frank was a married construction worker and father of four. After work, he would go for a few drinks at a local club. But this club wasn't just any club. It was a gentleman's club. And while attending, a few girls who worked the afternoon shift would come out to dance. This is when Frank would make his way to the stage. Opening his wallet, he would take a stack of ones and place them in front of himself. As the girl stripped for him, he would stay fixated on her. So much so that he would easily blow through his money on the stage. Then find himself going back to the bank machine and extracting more money. This was not a problem until the household bills started to become backed up. Here's when Frank began to worry. Because his constant time at the gentlemen's club caught his wife's attention. She checked the bank account and saw the withdrawals from the club. An argument ensued between Frank and his wife. Now his marriage was on the rocks. His wife gave him an ultimatum regarding his club visits. He promised to not do so anymore, or it could cost him his marriage. But his wife could see it in his eyes. Frank was far from finished visiting the club. He couldn't help himself, because his lust was on another level, where he was willing to sacrifice his own marriage and family over his lustful behavior. What are these effects on the person when pertaining to lust? When someone has this excessive desire towards something or someone, they become easily corrupted. This is especially true in the case of power. It's like that saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And let's not think about what lust towards money can do. Imagine being a lustful person with unlimited resources. You could really allow yourself to experience some crazy desires. Because who will stop you considering you have money others now lusting for? As the corruption of your mind takes hold, you start to lose your grip on reality. You begin to think you are above everything. People, the law, some even developing a God complex. What about the effects on society? People are directly connected to the lustful behavior, especially in the case of Frank in my short story. His home life was negatively affected by his urge to spend money at the strip club. Bills were behind, leaving his wife and children in jeopardy. This happens far too often when men are caught up in their own emotions. But as I stated before, lust is not only a sexual desire, but also a strong desire to have power. What about the involuntary sin? Here's the area where we make the judgment on this being a choice. I don't characterize lust as a choice we make. On the other hand, how do we handle our lust is up to us. Because as with the short story above, Frank could not keep himself away from the strip clubs. Liking a stripper and wanting to lust, I get. But acting by spending money in the house intended for family usage is wrong. So with this end statement, while we have to understand lust as a sin, lusting for someone or something tends to have so many consequences. At times, they prove to be problematic, as with the short story about Frank. You see, lust is such a short-sighted action. You only understand the full scope of your actions once you get caught, not thinking of the people around you, or even yourself for that matter. And some people do understand the full scope, yet they do it anyways. Now, I have lusted. Of course I have. But not to the point of losing friendships, families, monogamous relationships, finances. Under control is nothing more than a feeling. Under no control, it can lead to impactful downsides. So, thank you for listening to In the Know. Now I'll be bringing you another episode regarding religion. The topic we'll be covering, seven deadly sins. This time, pride.